Good morning and welcome back to 501C TV. I'm your host, Janelle Harris, and this is the podcast that talks to system change leaders, thought leaders, nonprofits, and nonprofit partners to find out what is new and exciting in our world of nonprofits. And I'm so excited to have back in studio with me today, almost 1 year to the day, Jason Mandel with Restoration Bridge. Hi, Jason.
Hi there, Janelle. Great to be here again.
Welcome back. I'm so excited that you're here because it's been a year already, and we were just talking. A lot of things have changed.
Yeah.
And a lot of like really exciting stuff. So I really want to dive in and talk about changes at Restoration Bridge. Mm-hmm. What's new? Events, of course, because mm-hmm. I think you even have like way more events than last time.
Correct.
And also like what's kind of changed in the whole structure of how Restoration Bridge is running and operating like full steam ahead now.
Yeah, a lot of changes, all good, all directly related to growth and impacting more people in Palm Beach County.
Yep.
So it's all a good thing. First of all, our structure, you know, our founder, Pastor Dan West, still very active in our organization, taking a founder's role. He is the face of our organization, will always be the face of our organization, which has allowed me to take over operations and, you know, full organizational operations as the executive director.
Congrats.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
It really doesn't change much of what we do on a daily basis, but, you know, it's a title. And it's a good thing.
Awesome. So in case you don't know Jason from last time, tell us a little bit about Restoration Bridge and what you guys do and what the mission is.
Yeah, so we're a 501c3 nonprofit here in Palm Beach County, and our mission is to end hunger, essentially. We directly impact food insecurity, and we do that through food distribution events. So we're receiving donated food product on a large scale. We'll do close to 13 million pounds of food rescued and redistributed this year. That is brought to our warehouse, various different ways, retail store pickups, freight deliveries from vendors. We don't pay a dime for food, so this is all donated
so
product.
So awesome, yeah.
Yeah, so it's brought to our warehouse, sorted, you know, gone over for quality, palletized, ticketed for a food distribution the following day, sometimes the same day.
Yeah, that's awesome. So let's break that down a little bit. Okay, so we moved locations. That's first and foremost, right?
Yeah.
So now we are, we were just talking, we're right by the South Florida Fair, like fairgrounds. So you're in a big space there. How big is that facility?
It's about a 10 to 12,000, depending on the layout, depending on how we have it structured on a daily basis, but about 10 to 12,000 square feet in dry goods storage, another 40,000 square feet of perishable slash, refrigerated slash freezer, depending on where we set our coolers to.
Got it.
Perishable goods storage.
Yeah, so a nice big space.
Nice big space. So, we were at the Mecca Farms complex for about 7 years.
How big was that space?
Depending on season, because it was a shared warehouse.
That's right.
From a produce company.
Sure.
So we want to, first of all, thank Mecca Farms and Fresh Start Produce for allowing us to operate there for so long.
Wait, how long were you there?
About 7 years.
7 years,
yeah.
That's a long time.
So a long time. We grew quite a bit. You know, we were basically using half of a cooler, few footprints of pallet storage when we first started with them. And, basically outgrew the space, and we needed to find a new home. And when we, were in that process, we reached out to one of our strongest partners, which is the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office and Sheriff Rick Bradshaw. And in a matter of 24 hours, we found a new home.
Thank you, Rick Bradshaw.
Thank you very much.
So awesome. I'm just thrilled to hear that. Again, like I'm not surprised that, you have that support, especially from Rick Bradshaw. So that is exciting and awesome. I'm glad you guys have that space now, and you'll continue doing all the good things that you're doing. Let's talk a little bit about just so people understand. I think people don't understand like the sheer volume of like the actual food that comes in.
Yeah.
So maybe walk me through like a day, like any given day. What is the process? Like the door unlocks and what happens?
Well, I unlock the door
at
about 5 o'clock in the morning,
right.
And we're preparing for the day. And we're sending out four high-top vans for retail store pickups. So they're picking up, on four different routes on a daily basis, up to 40 to 45 retail stores.
And Jason, this is all like extra food, right? That normally I hate to say, but like mm-hmm. they might just like throw away.
Yeah, you know, so it's a logistics issue.
Yeah,
you know, the food insecurity and how we're able to address it mm-hmm. essentially is a logistics issue. So this is food that has not reached its expiration date.
Sure.
Food that is surplus, food that, you know, is going to be replaced just because another order came into the Publix
right.
or the Costco.
Yeah.
So, you know, food that if there wasn't the logistics problem solved would go into waste.
Right.
You know,
so without an organization like you or, mm-hmm. you know, there's a few others around mm-hmm. in the area, but like that I think is just really hard when people learn. I know for me, like last mm-hmm. time we talked, it was really hard for me to understand that and be like, I'm not okay with that. Like, I'm not okay with that. Like, knowing that. But people don't understand that that is just truly what happens.
Correct.
Because, you know, mm-hmm. the food, the grocery store, they don't have the like you said, the logistics mm-hmm. or the manpower or even the infrastructure to, like, where's that going to go?
Where's
like,
it going to go?
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and, you know, these stores have standards. They want the stuff to be the freshest stuff.
Correct.
So, you know, that stuff's coming off the shelves. The commodities are coming off the shelves.
Yeah.
The relationships we have through organizations like Feeding South Florida, mm-hmm. which, you know, we have no competitors. These are, you know, partners in this business.
We're all doing the same thing, yep.
Exactly. So through Feeding South Florida, we're able to establish relationships with these retail stores, the Publix, the Winn-Dixie's,
yeah.
the Costco's, the Trader Joe's, you know, that our partners, they're able to take this food off the shelf, donate it,
right.
tax-deductible donation, and we're able to handle logistics,
yeah.
you know, to pick up that stuff.
Which is so cool because it's kind of like, you know, if you, you know, you're all like picking up the slack somewhere and like everyone's, you know, putting in the manpower and the muscle at the end of the day to do the same thing. You guys are all working to do the same
Correct.
Thing, which is feeding people that, you yeah. know, are food insecure. So
our only competition is hunger, right? So
right.
if, you know, the best day we can have as an organization is when we're out of business.
Yeah. Which is crazy. So I think it's so awesome what you guys are doing. Like, mm-hmm. I just love it. So let's talk about some of the, like, early on challenges that, mm-hmm. that you might face. So we were talking off camera about, like, refrigerated trucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning, you know, if you didn't have a refrigerated truck, well, what do?
Yeah.
You just can't get that. You don't have access to that to be able to
distribute it. Exactly. So some of our pickups, some of our deliverables, we wouldn't be able to do unless we had the capacity.
Sure.
You know, the refrigeration, the refrigerated trucks, the drivers for the refrigerated
yeah.
trucks, you know, the manpower issue is a big thing for us, and we're going to do about 100,000 hours of volunteer support
yeah, which is
this
crazy.
Year.
So good.
Yeah, it's great, and we obviously couldn't do it without our volunteers. You know, the challenges that I experienced walking into this, and our organization has been around since 2005.
Mm-hmm. Long time. It's just
and
so good.
Yeah, we've had an impact for a long time. And, you know, when I took over operations, I wanted to have a larger impact. And we were able to do that initially through doing things more efficiently,
mm-hmm.
Relying heavily on volunteer hours, you
yeah.
know, because we were limited on resources, and through being able to make things a little bit more efficient, a lot more efficient, you know, we were able to have a larger impact.
Yeah.
And we're at the point now where we are having such a large impact, where we're able to, you know, seek out larger donations and partners that are able to support our mission, like the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office.
Right.
You know, it's through the impact that we're having.
Totally. What do you think is, like, the number one thing that you would attribute to, like, the, like, massive growth and success in recent, like, years?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, like, is, like, the big thing that really, like, kind of gave you a push?
Partnerships.
Yeah.
You know, the partnerships that we have with our food providers, our food partners, which I believe is a product of the fact that we're very much accountable for the product that we get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every pound of food that comes in our door and leaves our door is accounted for. Every person that we are able to feed is accounted for.
Right.
And, you know, food partners love that. Food partners, direct food relationships that we have with the growers out here in the West County, they love the fact that we are not a food bank. We are a direct food events company. So product that's donated directly to us on a Monday, on a Tuesday, is going directly to the community. Their you know, organization can come out and help us distribute that product.
That's a good point, Jason. So maybe talk about that a little bit so people understand mm-hmm. what the difference is.
Sure. You know, not one better than another. You know, Palm Beach County Food Bank is one of our food partners. We're
mm-hmm.
a partner agency. They do wonderful work. We're a food distribution company, so we are not authorized to pass through food to other organizations.
Got it.
The food that we receive, we take directly to the community and hand to the end user.
Okay. And I think that's really important. And I think a lot of people don't understand that there are even those differences out there in their community. Because I think when you think, oh, I'm going to help feed somebody that's food insecure, you think automatically, like, you know, you're just delivering that straight to them. But there are a lot of different avenues. So it's good for people to understand that and know that. What else has changed in, like, the last year? What other new exciting things are going on that, you know?
Yeah, we're you know, grown in the amount of people we're able to serve.
Okay.
So we're doing about 30 food distribution events per month.
That's awesome.
You know, so Tuesday through Saturday, we are doing one or more distribution events throughout Palm Beach County every day.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, 6 days a week, we're actually, you know, running operations. This has allowed us to hand food directly to 100,000 individuals in this county.
That's incredible.
On a monthly basis.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah. So we're dealing with food insecurity. The latest statistics that I've seen, about 200,000 individuals in this county are food insecure, and one in five children.
Yeah.
Right. And our organization, you know, through hard work and through great partnerships, is able to hand food to half of that population on a monthly basis. Our little operation.
Pretty rewarding.
Very rewarding.
I mean, that's pretty amazing. What do you guys have, like, what's next on the docket for, you know, in the next year or 5 years? Like, what do you see? What does that look like?
Yeah. When I sat down in the seat that I'm in, you know, I read our mission statement. And I started with our organization as a volunteer. So I had a base of who we were and what we were doing in the community. And I loved it. And I kept coming back until they told me to stay. And, you know, our mission statement, you know, is basically nobody should go hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that tells me I need to feed as many people as I can.
Right.
Utilizing the resources I have at my disposal and forming as many partnerships as I can. That's what's on the horizon is growth.
Yeah.
Growth in this county, growth in neighboring counties. Our business model, I think, is something that can transfer anywhere in this country. You know, and it's my goal to do that to the best of our ability. You know, especially the partnerships with law enforcement. You know, because everywhere you go, there's going to be law enforcement. Mm-hmm. Law enforcement has a community policing, you know, wing, and what better way to serve communities than to feed communities?
So let's talk a little bit about that, because I love this piece of it, and I think that attributes a lot to your success. Mm-hmm. So maybe explain for people how you guys work with community policing. Mm-hmm. What is community policing?
Sure.
And tell us what that is, and then how you guys work so closely, like lockstep with them, mm-hmm. because I really think that that is a huge reason why you guys have been super successful in this and are growing.
So, you know, the you know, definition of community policing, I think, would be better told by somebody involved with PBSO.
Right.
You know, community policing deputies are uniformed police, you know, deputies carrying a weapon, you know, wearing full uniform, driving a green and white, who are, you know, involved in a district in this county, which has communities in that district, and their job is to provide support, not enforcing laws, although they do. But providing support to those communities through events and community partnerships and, you know, back to school drives and food distributions is where we come into play. So historically, the best way to understand our relationship is the historic relationship that we had with Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. So we were about 6 or 7 years ago, we were, you know, doing a Saturday food distribution in Lake Worth Beach. And our warehouse was right on the border of Palm Beach County's District 1 and 6.
Okay.
6 is Boynton Beach, and we wanted to open our doors to, you know, the sheriff's office to come in and get emergency supplies.
Sure.
We had access to this food. We were hearing stories about, you know, sheriff's deputies running into families with nothing in their pantry, nothing in their refrigerator.
Yes.
So we wanted to open our door to access, and through that we got very friendly with you know, community policing deputies in District 6. Who suggested that we take our distribution model from Saturday and scale it down a bit and do distributions in their community policing, you know, district.
So smart.
Yeah, so that's what was done. And when I came on board full time, I saw that we were doing it once or twice a month, and I said, why aren't we doing this more? We have access to the food. This partnership is so strong, you know, it has potential to expand throughout the county.
Yeah.
So that's really what we focused on, is expanding that partnership.
Yeah, and that's such a huge thing, because, you know, a lot of the community officers that I know, you know, they are the first line.
Yeah.
They know they are in there, mm-hmm. they are in the neighborhoods, in the houses a lot of times. Mm-hmm. They know these families.
Correct.
So they know directly who needs help, mm-hmm. when they need help, mm-hmm. you know, what areas are suffering a little more mm-hmm. than others. So I think that is so cool that you guys have that mm-hmm. that partnership together and you guys are just working lockstep.
Yeah.
Because they know they can come to you. They trust you. They know your mm-hmm. model works.
Right.
They know you guys have just this infinite amount of food coming in that, yeah. that you can help with. So mm-hmm. I love that.
It's yeah, and I think what's, you know, I won't speak for your previous guest, Sheriff Bradshaw, who mm-hmm. we love so much and who's been such yes. a supporter, but I believe he sees the strength in this partnership.
Absolutely.
You know, and he is a huge community policing guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I know there's direct correlation between crime statistics and the reduction of crime and community policing and,
totally.
You know, providing for these neighborhoods and what deputies have shared with me, being in communities, doing good for these communities makes enforcing the laws a lot easier.
Absolutely.
You know,
there's trust and
trust,
all
exactly.
that. Yeah, which yeah. is great. Yeah. So really cool. Okay, so what new events are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You must have a ton now because
the last time we spoke, we were planning on moving our Saturday food distribution. Mm-hmm. And in March of this year, we signed a lease, a $0 lease, with the Boynton Beach Mall. So we've moved our mm-hmm. Saturday food distribution to the Boynton Beach Mall.
Okay, awesome.
Which is a blessing. Boynton yeah. Beach Police Department has helped us out. Obviously, the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office, mm-hmm. the mall itself.
Sure.
And what that has allowed us to do is move a lot more food down every Saturday morning.
Right.
Impact a lot more families. So,
yeah.
you know, when we started in March, our first distribution in March, we had a line, great line, about 700 families were impacted, and now we're at about 1,500 families.
That's incredible.
Every Saturday morning. So what started out as a great event has turned into a massive event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in order to meet demand, we're having to move 100,000 pounds of food, and that's, if you can imagine, a 24-foot box truck, multiply that by about 8 or 9, and that gets us to the food that we
unbelievable.
Need.
But yeah. I love that now you're able to do it every Saturday and yeah. like, you know, those families that are dependent on that, mm-hmm. they know you're going to be there.
Yeah.
They, you know,
yeah.
they're relying on you and yeah. and you've got it. It's consistent now, which is
right.
awesome.
Right. And these are families that are making tough decisions,
mm-hmm.
you know, that we can take that grocery or at least help support that grocery budget.
Yeah.
It's a little bit easier to make repairs to the car or take the child to the doctor or whatever
totally.
the other line items on the budget are. So that's our purpose.
Yeah. And it's no surprise. I mean, not to get political or anything, but mm-hmm. like just the economy as it sits right mm-hmm. now, mm-hmm. everyone is like, mm-hmm. you go to the grocery store and you're like, oh my gosh, like
yeah.
everything is like just so expensive. So
yeah.
I can only imagine your numbers have probably spiked,
they have.
You know, for that.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. So fortunate that we have you here, like in our community to be able to help with that. So
yeah.
it's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. What other new things?
Growth. We are adding some employees, some critical employees
okay.
to help
I
us
like
with
this.
Our operation.
How many employees do you guys have now?
6.
Oh my gosh. Didn't it used to just be you?
For a short time.
Like
yeah.
Person.
Yeah. For a short time. And you know, we're,
that's awesome.
We have a pretty, impactful output for a staff of 6.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like I think people are probably going to be shocked to be like, oh my gosh, like you guys,
mm-hmm.
the amount you do with,
yeah,
the
so,
team, but
so I'm, you know, it's my goal here in the next 6 months or so to position us for, you know, another twofold or threefold mm-hmm. growth in the next, you know, year to two years, I would say.
Sure.
An expansion out of Palm Beach County, not leaving Palm Beach County behind, obviously, but
sure.
just adding to our impact.
And it's so important. Jason and I were just talking earlier, too, that, you know, other counties, there's people in these counties that are already, they're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you guys can get together and, mm-hmm. you know, you have such a vast knowledge and a recipe that is working,
mm-hmm.
if you can share some of those strategies
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it's just going to make every community even around us and beyond
yeah.
able to do the same thing. It's just a win-win.
Yeah,
it's great.
We can beat this and come together by, you know, community partnerships,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's what we are set to do. And that's what we need to do. That when we run our events, they have to be community organized events.
Yes.
We need community organizations, a church, you know, property management company in certain communities, law enforcement to come out and help us do what we do, because we couldn't do this on our own.
Yeah. No, at these events, are you giving them, is it like a box?
Mm-hmm.
So they get a whole box that,
correct,
usually for the week?
It's supplemental food for a family of four for a week is our business model. So typically it weighs between 35 and 60 pounds. So, you know, these are, you know, we're hitting all the major categories. We're hitting, you know, the meats, the produce, the baked goods, oftentimes dairy, drinks. We do have, you know, oftentimes baby food and baby supplies, mm-hmm, and, you know, eggs or whatever we can add on to those three main categories,
sure,
we're going to do. Water, you know, Pepsi is a big donor to us.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we're able to provide, you know, water and drinks oftentimes, you know. So a family of four is going to receive, let's call it 50 pounds of food. You know, you go try to buy that, and, you know, we're taking that line item off their budget for the week, and you know, that's our goal.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, so do we have any, like, fundraising, mm-hmm, events coming up?
Not events, opportunities.
Okay,
so
we're
always looking for help. So, you know, our only barrier to growth at this point is the money and the manpower.
Yep.
You know, so volunteer hours and donations are what we're constantly seeking.
Okay.
You know, now that we, you know, have established residency at our new home, you know, we're, you know, adding these critical pieces, and we're going to start, you know, planning a little bit more fundraising event type stuff.
Perfect.
It's
hard because, you know, planning an event like that, but then, mm-hmm, all the stuff that you're just doing on a daily basis,
yeah,
it's so,
mm-hmm,
it's time consuming. So
right.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah, but we are always stating the need and the case, and that, you know, it's expensive to do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so anybody that can give, whether it's time, obviously money, you know, product, we take,
sure,
donations of product, obviously. You know, opportunities are on our website, restorationbridge.com.
Yep.
You know, you can give your time, you can give your money. My email address is on there, jason@restorationbridge.net. I respond to emails all day long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm happy to respond to anybody that reaches out.
Jason is awesome. He will absolutely, if you have any questions on anything, just so appreciative of everything that you do. From a volunteer aspect,
mm-hmm,
do you more so need people coming in, like, sorting food, mm-hmm, during the week? Is that your biggest need?
So you know, we have three major categories of,
okay,
where our volunteers,
yeah, let me
are
know
needed
on those, because,
yeah,
people always ask me, they're like, how can I get involved?
Absolutely. So we have warehouse volunteers, we have drivers, our route drivers,
okay,
oftentimes are volunteers, and we have our food distribution volunteers.
Gotcha.
Right, so a warehouse volunteer would come into our warehouse Monday through Friday about 8 o'clock. You can sign up on our website.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our address is on there. You would come. There's a job for everybody. If you can't lift a 40-pound box of food, you,
mm-hmm,
can sort peppers.
Yep.
You know, there's plenty of jobs for anybody, and that's Monday through Friday, about 8 o'clock till about noon.
Okay.
Is what we ask for, a time,
awesome,
commitment. Route drivers need a valid driver's license. You'll you know, be walked through a route pickup. Typically, you know, that would be a team. You know, so if there's a husband or a wife that would like to volunteer,
sure,
you know, you could sign up online. We'll get a route assigned where, you know, that would be a pickup from our retail stores.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a huge help. That food comes back to our warehouse, goes right out to a distribution.
Awesome.
The distribution volunteers, I would say, is our largest need at this point.
Okay, perfect. You know,
because we're doing so many of these distribution events.
These are on Saturdays.
This is Tuesday through Saturday.
Tuesday. Oh, okay. That's,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I was thinking we were just on Saturdays,
yeah,
but I forgot.
You know, Saturday's our largest one.
Got it.
You know, we typically have about 50 volunteers that come out on a Saturday.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's labor intensive,
mm-hmm,
you know, and it's, you know, it's a lot of food that we're putting in trunks,
right,
and handing to people. So, that's our largest one. That's at the Boynton Beach Mall, about 8 o'clock till noon,
okay,
also. Tuesday through Friday is where we're doing our smaller community distributions, side by side with the sheriff's office.
And do those move around?
They do.
Okay, perfect. So on your website, you can see where all the different ones,
yeah,
are.
Yeah, and that's on purpose. Number one, so we can spread,
yep,
the commodities that we have. We're from,
mm-hmm,
Jupiter to Belglade, down to Boca, Lake Worth Beach, everywhere,
awesome,
in between. So if you need food, there's somebody, you know, coming to you soon.
Sure.
If you want to volunteer, there's an opportunity near you as well. And,
okay,
those are all on our website, restorationbridge.com, under,
awesome,
the events tab. It shows all of our monthly distributions.
Awesome. I love that. Okay, good. Anything else you want people to know before we go? Because, of course, we are running out of time.
Absolutely. I just want to thank you. I want to thank, you know, the communities that were involved in the Palm,
mm-hmm,
Beach County Sheriff's Office for all of the support. And I again, want to state the case. You know, we are in need. Money, manpower is our only barriers to growth and,
okay,
having a larger impact. And please utilize our website and contact us.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much again for being here.
My pleasure.
I love like watching everything that's happening and all good stuff. So let's help Jason out with Restoration Bridge right here in our backyard, especially like if you're here in Wellington and Royal Palm. Their new center is very, very close. It's over by the South Florida Fairgrounds. So it doesn't get any more convenient than that. So again, thank you for being here. Follow along, and we appreciate you being here with us on 501CTV. And a special thank you, as always, to Kana House Studios, Wellington's first and only content creation studio. And we'll see you here next time on 501CTV. Thank you.